The waves of new real estate investment that have been rolling into certain parts of certain cities around the U.S. recently can have a dizzying effect on residents who've been there for generations. Now, this is hardest in neighborhoods that went through decades of disinvestment. Wealth and Poverty reporter Chrissy Clark has the story of one young entrepreneur who's trying to navigate the waves roiling his neighborhood, a place in Los Angeles called Highland Park.
Carlos Valdez has spent all of his 26 years in Highland Park.
I'm Highland Park for life. You know, I was born and raised.
For most of that time, his home has been the same apartment where his mother and grandfather once lived. The thing he loves most about it?
To be honest, is the parrots.
The wild parrots of Highland Park in the tree below his window.
They would sit there and it would be loud. It was annoying, but it was like, you know, you get to see them. They're really pretty because they're green. And if you get too close, they have this little orange and red thing on their face.
That apartment above the parrots is where Valdez became an entrepreneur. He loved computers, and as a teenager, he started fixing them for family friends.
You know, $10 here, $20 there. And I started seeing, you know what, I could make my own business.
5 years ago, he set up shop in a building a few blocks from his apartment. Rent was cheap, just a few $100 a month. There, he found a community of other small business owners who mentored him, helped him build his customer base.
My focus was only low income, and I could help the community out by having low prices.
But just as Valdez was establishing his business in the neighborhood was changing around him fast. Low-income families have been moving away as investors buy and rehab properties and raise rents to prices only new, wealthier residents can really afford. In fact, last August, Valdez got a letter from the landlord who owned his apartment building.
Saying, hey, you know, we decided to sell the building. We got a good offer for them. Don't worry. We're working with the new landlord to give you time to move out.
The place wasn't covered by rent control, so there weren't many options. He and his wife and two kids lived in a hotel for a few months before they landed a new apartment, smaller and more expensive, all they could find in Highland Park. Then, a few months later, he found out an investor was buying the building his computer shop was in, too.
So I was like, really? I just lost my house, now you're telling me I'm gonna lose my business?
But he didn't lose his business. He found a new storefront a few miles away from Highland Park and moved there a few months ago. So far, he says, business is good. He misses his old shop and especially his old apartment with the parrots. But he says,
I was here when it was bad. I was here when it was good. I was here when it was real bad. And I'm here when it's changing.
One way or another, he says, he wants to be Highland Park for life. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.